This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Okay, so it's podcast time and Dave's just back from Amsterdam, so I would like to know the things that didn't make it to air about your time in Amsterdam, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, did I win one more tune?
You did, yeah.
Fuck off, did I actually?
Oh, yeah, you stormed it, yeah, with Snoop Dogg on Friday.
Snoop Dogg, I don't even know what I went for.
You went Drop It Like It's Hot and people were obsessed.
Ah, yeah, everybody loved it.
That's funny.
I didn't do too badly on the votes. I went for Calvin Harris, but Ashing had a terrible
week. Got like 8%.
What did you go for?
Finesse.
Oh, Bruno.
I know.
Ah, that sucks.
Okay, so Amsterdam. You told us earlier on in the show, you kind of alluded to the fact you were a bit well on.
Well on.
Threatened explicit, you can tell us.
Not really. Like, went down the red light district. Saw some boobs.
Did you see boobs?
Saw boobs.
No, no bras, just boobs.
No, we went into a peep show.
Did you?
Oh, yep. I went to a peep show before.
Paid €2 and I was like, why?
€2?
Yeah, so €2. And it's like this carousel, right?
Mm.
Of this woman inside just doing her thing on a bed that spins around. I'd say she gets very dizzy. And you pay €2 and the glass unfrosts. Right?
And then once the time is up, it starts frosting again.
And I was just
how
like...
How long do you get?
€2.
2 minutes.
2 minutes, yeah. But, right, and I'll tell you another thing in a second.
But you know what people terrifying. To be doing in them boxes?
No, see, not in them ones, apparently, I don't think.
Okay.
Because you can see each other's face. I can see across the... Thank fuck Linda and Ben were in the other one. Me and Rebecca were in this one. We were just looking across. We were like, hello, I can see you.
Oh, no.
Kind of like,
that's funny.
Look around the naked girl, be like, hey. There is places behind, not in the peep show, but you can go in and like get your own private one and there's tissues on the wall.
Ew.
Oh. It's fucking weird.
I guess that's the whole point, isn't it?
But like, it's so weird. I don't understand. I know it's like a tourist thing or whatever, but I just felt so uncomfortable.
It's so uncomfortable. When I was there and I went to a peep show, this is going back years now, not recently. Because I was like a girl, I don't know what it was, but the woman kind of, I don't know, she kept coming over to me and I was almost like, let me help you. Go get your clothes, we can leave.
Or don't. I'll just give you my coat. And it's like, I'll give you all my clothes.
Like literally,
I'll
I was like, oh, the poor thing. Oh, the poor pet.
Yeah.
Oh, the poor pet. Honestly, I was like, come
happy.
Out of here, it's a different world.
I think like in Amsterdam, because it's legal.
It's a different thing. And yeah, like my friend dodgy. From school is Dutch and she always used to tell us when we were younger that like, Dutch women who work in that industry very much have a perfectly happy, not all of them obviously, there's a lot of shit that does be going on clearly,
of course,
but some of them have like perfectly normal lives.
Yeah, they're free to,
I'm sure they have security
jobs.
As well, you just can't see, right?
Yeah
you
oh,
must
I'm
have.
Sure oh you would hope yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to, but like I was walking around and I was just like, this is so stupid, right? But I was walking around going, Americans must think this is so bizarre. I also think this is bizarre, but I can't let that on to the Americans. I want them to just think, this is Europe, man.
He's a European. He thinks this is cool.
This is just normal to us.
I wonder when it's going to have its expiration date, because it can't last forever. It's already, I think, completely
what?
After expiring.
What?
Like the red light district and the attitude.
It's only going to get bigger.
Yeah.
It's only going to get more open.
Look at like OnlyFans and all. I'd say it's only getting bigger.
Because it just becomes like
it's
job. Like,
yeah, it's sex work. It's like kind of, it's becoming a little bit more,
the more decriminalized
it does make
it safer,
though, doesn't it? Like,
no, but it's
some people actually see it as honest, good work.
It is honest, good work, though, to be fair. But I think it is becoming more, people are kind of becoming, what's the word I'm looking for?
Liberated. Sexually
yeah,
liberated.
But more like accepting of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what
yeah.
I mean? As opposed to, it used to be this big taboo of, oh my God, do you know what I mean? That, you can't do that.
But obviously, there's like loads of dodginess going around the world about that. Do you want to hear a random fact? When I was in college, I did a module in my course called prostitution and the state.
Oh,
and it was about, or globalization, prostitution and the state, and it was about like different laws around sex work around the world, and I wrote an essay on it and my lecturer put it forward for a prize, and I won the Michael D. Higgins prize.
That's amazing.
And I was due to meet him and all to get my award, but he couldn't come because he was sick.
Do you mind if I take this real quick?
No, that was my.
Well, I think it's amazing that your opportunity to meet the president of the country was about a prostitution essay.
It was about
a
prostitution essay.
That's kind of amazing.
I know. Yeah. And I feel like Miggledy would have enjoyed that because he's very open.
I'd like to read it.
I do, somewhere on my laptop probably.
Oh, email it to me.
I will find it, yeah.
Please do.
I'd actually love to read it myself.
Oh, please.
Do you ever like read back in your old college stuff and you're like, man, I was smart. No,
oh,
I'm fucking thick.
Everything's so backed up.
Yeah.
And
I'm like,
so
I don't even know what that word means and I wrote it.
We're back tomorrow live from 7. Send over that essay, Ash, please.
I will too.
Let's go. Wicker. We got what I
Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hello. How are you? Harry. What's the crack?
Good morning.
Morning.
Happy Tuesday.
Welcome back, Dave-o.
Thank you very much. I always feel like this is great. It's not Monday. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, it is a nice idea.
But it's my Monday.
Yeah.
And I feel very kind of smug about that.
And next week, bank holiday as well.
Oh my God, this is great. Life's very easy, isn't it?
It is. It's grand.
Life's very, very easy.
It's a doddle.
Do you want to hear something that you mightn't have been aware of?
Please.
Took Friday off.
Did you?
Yeah.
You little.
Did you take Friday off?
Yeah.
So you're on your own again?
No, Friday.
Oh, sorry, this Friday. I thought you meant last Friday. I was like, why would you do that to her?
No, Dave, only you do that.
Yeah, only you leave Ash in
the Yeah, that's fair. That's absolutely fair. Did everyone sleep well last night?
I don't know. The last few nights, lads, I am out for the count around 10 o'clock. It's fantastic.
I keep needing to go toilet around 2 o'clock.
Oh, I'm getting
that as
well.
And also at a very late night, but yeah,
honestly,
go on.
I think I was... Right, sleep. Do you know when you come back from holidays and it's like the first day back... And you're lying, you're like, I was tossing and turning for hours and hours.
You're so excited to see it.
Yeah, that's it. I swear, it was like my body was doing an update. You know, like the Microsoft updates. It was just lying there. It was just like, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready.
Rebooting.
Yet. Rebooting. Like, but I was just lying there, staring at the ceiling, go, for God's sake, will you finish your update? I'm wrecked. Like, I'm tired of bed. Tossing and turning every couple of hours, waking up every hour.
Oh, no.
Having the most bizarre dreams. So I think the update's done. I'm going to crash later on, but I'm feeling good now. So how are we?
Good,
all good.
Good. Good to have you back.
Thank you very much.
You had a good time in Amsterdam.
It was class. Amsterdam is deadly. It's very expensive.
What? Did you find it expensive?
Very expensive.
Sorry, how many times have you been to Amsterdam now?
That was only my second time.
Huh? Oh, you did go last year though as well, didn't you?
Yeah. Very different holiday though.
Oh, right.
This one was kind of with the lads. So it was a bit of crack. But no, it was really, really good. Very expensive, but... I would recommend.
Sure, where it isn't, huh?
I'll never forget the old 7 quid bottle of water in Amsterdam. Yeah. Oh, I was like, what the hell?
We got 2 for 7, if that makes you feel better.
Oh!
2 for 7.
What a bargain.
They've slashed prices.
They're getting better.
It's 7:05. Emma, Dave and Aisling with you. Good morning. Feel good in the morning. Spins fully charged with now. Yeah. Two big gigs kicking off tonight in Dublin. Olivia Rodrigo and Obsessed.
Do you think she's here?
Spin. Morning, Olivia.
I would hope so, yeah.
Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning, Olivia.
Where do you think Olivia'd stay now?
Oh, she's in the Maldron.
Oh, she's somewhere big. She's at the Ball Bridge. Yeah. You go out to the Maldron. See Olivia.
She's at the Premier Inn across the road.
Yeah. Guys, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I have to welcome you to the second edition of Cat Corner.
Yes.
With Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Oh, Lord. What's new, pussycat?
I'm excited.
If you aren't aware, Cat Corner is a feature on this show that pops up whenever there are more than one cat stories doing the rounds on the internet. And today is that day. This is the second edition of Cat Corner. And we'll kick off in China.
Please do.
If you don't mind. Where a cat who set its owner's house on fire is now working to pay off the damage.
Oh.
I'm going to butcher the name of this cat. Yeah, I hope the cat won't be offended, but I think the cat is called Jingu Diao.
Okay.
From Sichuan. The cat turned on an induction hob, causing the kitchen to go on fire along with the upstairs of this person's apartment.
Sounds like a child in the house just blamed it on the cat, to be honest.
It does, yeah.
Honestly, I believe them. I guarantee it was the cat and guarantee it was on purpose.
They do be walking around.
They have a huge amount of strength in their tails.
Do they?
Has anyone's cat ever rubbed against your leg and then their tail does a wrap around you? You're like, there's a lot of power in that tail.
It's kind of snaky. The cost of the damage amounted to nearly 13 grand. Luckily, Jingu Diao and the cat's owner Dan Dan escaped unharmed. The cat was found in a cabinet by firefighters. It was covered in ash.
Oh, no way.
Now the owner Dan Dan has set up a social media account called Sichuan's Most Badass Cat.
Okay.
And the cat is paying off its debt by appearing on live streams. They've gotten over 8 million views so far, and a lot of the new fans of this cat are calling it affectionately, the arsonist.
Yes. That's fantastic. I love, people are so clever, man. That's brilliant.
I know. And she like says that on the calls. She's like, the cat is here to pay off the debt on the damage.
That's very smart, you know.
Put the cat to work. I like it.
Your kitchen is like literally burned to a crisp, but you're having a bit of crack on the live stream. Well, I like that optimism.
One of my housemates just wasn't thinking the other day and putting noodles into the microwave and forgot to put in the water with the noodles. And there was a big issue.
Smoke?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I have to get them on a live stream.
Yeah, yeah, the housemate.
Would they be as interesting as the cat?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or as popular, who knows? Yeah. All right, we'll move now from arsonry to a stowaway cat over to California, right, where this cat called Galliana went missing for made the headlines this past week. So earlier in the month, Galliana disappeared from her home in Utah. Could be a Mormon.
Utah.
Might not. Said Utah.
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 That's
so Irish.
It's so Irish.
The family of Galliana were absolutely devastated. They were looking everywhere for the cat. A week later, the family get a call from Amazon. Galliana has been found in an Amazon box alongside multiple pairs of steel-toed work boots.
Send her back for €3.67.
Yeah. So the family said that she loves boxes. Boxes are part of her personality.
Okay.
She obviously hopped in the box. They packaged it up. It was shipped 1,000 miles away to California.
Oh my God.
The cat was in the box for a week, had no food or water but a tiny air hole. And she was in pretty good condition apparently after that. An Amazon worker obviously heard a bit of rustling going on inside the box, opened it up, found the cat, took her to the vet, checked the microchip, reunited with the fam.
That's unreal.
The fam fly 1,000 miles to California.
I think there's
all is well.
A bit of a fantastic Pixar movie in this.
There definitely is. Oh my God, Amazon would go to town.
Instead of Cat in the Hat, Cat in the Box.
They flew 1,000 miles to go and collect the cat.
Yeah.
And you know full well that my parents would have been like, oh, will you just send it back in the same box?
Yeah.
Do you want her?
You need
she
it
likes
that bad.
The sun. Yeah.
Do you want to keep her?
All happy endings here on Cat Corner.
Amazing.
Join us next time when cats make headlines.
You don't know when that's going to be.
No, we just don't know.
Which is exciting.
Simply don't
know. The unpredictable world. Of
that's
feelings.
The beauty of it.
Here is Perry, her new track. This is called Forget About Us on Spin. I don't want you ever
to forget. Spins, fully charged. Recharged.
Pink Panthers, Ice Spice, and Boys a Liar Part 2 on Spin with Emma, David, Ashing. If you'd like to get yourself to Wellfest, I was there last year and it looks like such a great event. Like people just out exercising and having fun. Vogue Williams is one of the people giving a big workout this year. And Michaela has your tickets from 10 o'clock this morning here on Spin.
I've always wanted to live in New York. Has anyone else? Like, I've always just thought it'd be a cool place to live.
I think a lot of people have probably had that little fantasy.
Yeah, it's just like, weird. It is weird. Just
so
it's
iconic.
Just a fantasy thing.
It's my whole. Yeah, my whole, like. Everything. Growing up personality was just wanting to be a bit of Carrie.
Yeah.
Like so many shows that like just inspire you in that way.
Hundreds of very, very lucky people gathered in New York on Saturday in Manhattan's Union Square Park to watch an anonymous 22-year-old man in an orange mask devour an entire jar of cheese balls. That was a long sentence, but it was brilliant.
Brilliantly written, brilliantly
absolutely
delivered.
Absolutely brilliantly written and delivered. The headline, he's really fond of cheese. Not as brilliant, but I didn't write that one. So okay. I'm okay with
that. I can tell.
It all started, apparently, this guy put up ominous posters popping up around the area in around New York in the weeks leading up to the main event. And it literally was just a guy in an orange mask holding a jar of cheese balls. And the caption was, watch me eat this entire jar of cheese balls. And here's a QR code to go to where it is, what time the event
That's
is
That's the
happening.
Only advertising he did.
That was the only advertising
That's
he did because
so
he couldn't
weird.
Put it on his own social media because he's trying to be anonymous, right?
That's I'm so going weird. To New York in like 3 weeks. And like, this is the kind of crap I'm living for.
Yeah.
I want our days to be an adventure of crap like this.
Yes.
You know, you see a poster and you go, will we go?
Well, see, this is exactly why I love New York. Like,
I have
it's
another
genuinely
question.
Creative and really good crack.
Sorry, what's a cheese ball?
Cheese ball is basically like a crisp. It's like a chickpea, but
Cheeto.
Made of, it's like, yeah, it's like that kind of, you know, crisps.
Oh, no.
Oh yeah, but how big is the jar? That doesn't seem like the biggest feast.
See, the jars you can buy in like Costco are like probably maybe I want to say 3 foot tall. Like they're big enough.
So it's a big jar.
Yeah, they're big jars.
Okay.
But anyway, people came out and they were there and they started a chant for how much they absolutely loved them. Those chants included cheese ball man and eat those cheese balls.
Eat those cheese balls.
He's not the most American thing ever. Like I love it, but I'm also
so
like
brilliant.
Americans, man.
No,
Americans.
That's a bit of me now.
Eat those cheese balls.
I love that.
Anyway, he was asked afterwards why he did all this, and he basically
great
said,
question.
"I decided to do it because I thought New York City could use something like this. Cheese balls are funny, and eating an entire jar of one is a difficult task, but not impossible." dead right. There was a moment that I was definitely going to throw up, and then people said, keep it down really loudly, so I just kept it in. I need people to follow me around on a night out.
Yeah.
Keep it down. So most people reportedly showed up because it sounded hilarious, and one person even said that the crowd could be heard from nearly two blocks away.
Holy
Camoli. Yeah. Cheeseball Man accomplished his mission after about 30 minutes and then signed autographs for those who came out to support. I was watching the video afterwards, and there's a guy coming up to me. He's like, can I shake your hand? Can I shake your hand? And he's like, I'm going to get sick.
Oh, no.
It's so funny. And then he's like, are you going to run for president? He's like, I'm only 22, but yeah, sure.
Is he wearing a mask for the whole thing?
He's wearing a mask for the whole thing. And apparently he hopes to set up another cheeseball mission next year with a bigger tub. And he wants to be more than just a culinary conqueror. He said, I've been, you know, trying to help people. He said, I clean up the city, pick up trash and all that kind of stuff. So he's doing things for the city and for...
It gives me the vibe of this guy, from Philadelphia, this was in 2022, who decided, just because he felt it, his quote was for why he did it, it feels like the right thing to do. And he ate 40 chickens in 40 days.
No.
And by the end, he had a massive crowd following around. He said that the end of it was like euphoric. Everyone surrounded me. It was like ritualistic. There were swarms of people circling me, and the heat was just radiating off their bodies. There were seagulls flying in circles above. The most magical thing happened, and he ate his final chicken and said he will never eat them again.
I feel like talked about this guy on the show
years ago.
What a legend. I wonder, is it the same dude who's just decided, I can't deal with the fame anymore, I'm going to put an orange mask
maybe
over. You know
these what I mean? People sound like radio presenters with bosses like ours. We're like, we need a big moment, guys.
What's the viral moment, guys?
Morning, Nick. Kyle would be really cool.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Ella Henderson, Rudimental Alibi here at Spin 103.8. Good morning. You know what she could do with, guys?
An alibi?
An original song.
Oh.
At this stage.
Shots fired.
What I mean by that is the last few songs have been React, which is like taken on a Robert Miles song, as far as I remember. Obviously, we've had this. And I'm just like, do you know what? Go into a studio and don't be listening to...
You tell her, Emma. Go on.
Now, we interviewed her about 2 weeks ago. Why didn't you tell her this?
Yeah, you had a great opportunity there, Emma.
Nice. Beyonce, Texas Hold'em here at Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. It's just gone 7:45. And not just today, but all this week on the show, we've got those tickets to give away to the Leinster Rugby versus Northampton Saints, the sold-out Investec Champions Cup semi-final happening in Croke Park, lads.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting, to be fair. I don't think this has happened for a long, long time.
No, it's mad. Some sort of scheduling issue.
What are the difference in capacity between Croke Park and the Aviva? Does anyone know?
Croke Park is 80,000.
Aviva's like
53,
isn't it?
And despite that, it went and sold out.
Yep, sold out really quickly. Yep.
The game was on this Saturday.
We've been pairing tickets for you to win every day this week. Just got to come on and play our general knowledge quiz.
Neva's on this morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, can't complain, thanks. What are you up to this morning? You're on your way somewhere.
Yeah, I'm just on my way to work.
What do you do, Neve?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, very nice. Primary school, secondary school?
Primary.
What is your...
A couple of weeks left now, Neve?
Yeah.
Probably about 8, but still, you're nearly there.
Last stretch.
Yeah.
What is your favourite subject to teach?
Art.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Yeah, that's a real teacher. The one that you don't actually have to do anything and you just let them off.
Do you have like art?
Neva's speaking the truth.
Do you have art pieces around the classroom? Like you've randomly for some reason Scooby-Doo telling the kids to wash their hands and type things like that?
Kind of.
Yeah. You do, and do you do all them yourself?
Yeah.
Neve, I like you. You're a good teacher.
Yeah, we agree.
We're good. Like, I remember going into my brother's classroom and there'd be all these artworks around the whole classroom and it looked stunning and you go back into mine and it honestly looked like something out of Soviet Russia or something. It's just bad, bad vibe. So, Neve, I like your vibe.
Oh my God. Dave's got some baggage he's bringing. We're sorry about him.
All right, Neve, you're a rugby fan as well as being an artiste.
Yeah.
And you'd like to guess this game on Saturday. Who would you bring with you?
Probably my dad.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay. Well, listen, here's how this is going to work. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. You've got to get 5 answers correct. They're really easy. You'll be fine. But then kind of be thinking as you're answering the questions that the first letter to every answer you give is going to spell out a word. Tell us that word at the end, and then the tickets for this Saturday's game are yours. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Perfect. Question number one. What humped animal would you find in the desert?
A camel.
Yes. Who is the person who enforces the rules in a rugby match?
The referee.
Yeah.
Name a citrus fruit that shares its name with a colour.
Orange.
Yeah.
What is the opposite of queen?
King.
Yep.
You'd normally get chocolate eggs during what time of the year?
Easter.
Lovely. I cannot believe there are 60 seconds on this clock.
Yeah. So now we have Camel, Referee, Orange, King and Easter. What do they all spell, the first letters?
Croak.
Croak.
Do they spell
croak? We have 38 seconds left on the clock.
Leinster! 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 Niamh, congratulations.
I know, we have to wait.
Oh, sorry, we are. Oh, Niamh, we're waiting.
Sorry, 26 seconds to go.
We'll find out if she won.
Final answer, croak.
Are you sure it's croak? Are you sure, Niamh? All right, 15 seconds to go.
Oh, for the love of God.
There's no need for a timer of 60 seconds on this game. Well done.
Nice one, Niamh. You are going to the rugby in Croke Park.
Let's hope the match is more exciting than that. 60 seconds.
Niamh, go do art this morning. Make them happy on a Tuesday. And thanks for playing and thanks for listening.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
Thanks so much.
See you, Niamh.
Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. We'll give you another chance to win those tickets tomorrow after 9:30 on the show.
I don't think Niamh is going to do art with them.
Do you not?
Straight into history.
Straight into maths.
Yeah. Fully charged. Recharged.
Lizzo and Good As Hell on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
I thought she was quitting music. Did I hear that?
No. Yeah, no.
That kind of that was confusing.
She came out and was basically like, I quit, no?
Yeah, she did.
She said that she quit, like, the internet, even though she's still on the internet.
You know what she said? She said, I quit, I'm out of here. And then 2 days later, she was like, what I meant, guys, was that I'm quitting negative vibes.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to quit, just quit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's no point.
We've all kind of accepted it by the time you come back and actually, I just quit negative vibes.
However, yeah. I would welcome some more Lizzo bangers. Just saying.
Fair. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we want to give you the chance to get yourself to Electric Picnic, the lineup announced on Friday. Kylie Minogue in Stradbally County Leash. What the hell?
Crazy.
Tickets are sold out if you want to be there and you also want to be at Longitude and Sea Sessions. In one prize, you will win tickets for you and a friend to all of those festivals. Message us now, Golden 087 711 1038. That's Golden in a WhatsApp now for your chance to win.
Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up,
rise and shine. Hello, how are we?
What's going on?
It's 2 minutes after eight this Tuesday morning, and it's cold.
Oh, lads.
Not good. I'm sick of heating up the car in the morning. Just let me drive to work normally in a t-shirt, please.
I'm sick of wearing my bloody winter coat.
I'm sick of putting mine away. And then bringing it back out.
No, mine hasn't gone anywhere. And I told you, I think maybe last week or the week before, that the zip on my winter coat is now broken. So the bottom of the zip, one of the little teeth, is kind of like moved or it's gone out of place. So basically, if I unzip that coat, it's never getting zipped up again.
Right.
So I'm in a situation where I have to step in and out of my coat. And
a little bit of an ick.
It's a mega ick.
See you later, guys. Steps into coat.
Yeah, she does this every day.
It's like she lives in the coat. She's like, see you later, guys.
Yeah, and every time I go out in the coat, I forget that I have this predicament. And it's been okay because usually I've just kind of coming in and out of work or like going to my friend's house or whatever. Except the other day, my friend asked me if I wanted to meet her for like coffee or whatever. And she suggested we go to that, you know, that lovely little French Cafe Louderay. They do the macarons.
Yes, on the corner.
On the corner.
South William Street.
Yeah.
Across from Lemon, yeah.
All like pale pastel colours and they do gorgeous little French
treats. The macaroons.
The macaroons and all. Anyway, she suggests we go there. We get positioned in the tightest little table. Like I'm saying, a 1 foot between me and the other two people either side.
Oh, no.
I arrive first, so I'm on my own. Mm. And I sit in and I go,
uh-oh.
I'm in the coat. So picture me like literally a foot away from two people either side of me.
Shimmying. Chair, doing her shimmy.
Wriggling out of the coat. I have to like bring my knee up to like my chin to step out while I'm still sitting down. And there's like these lovely yummy mummies like sitting beside me, but just like glancing
with their
across.
Cutlery clinking.
And because my friend's not there, I can't even like have a laugh about it with
someone.
Yeah. Awful.
You should have FaceTime me.
Oh,
I would have loved that.
Dave, look at this. The golden ticket is on the way.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Michael Marco G and Scared to Start on Spin.
3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Golden ticket.
Here we go.
I had an awful dream that I ruined a Michael Marchese concert last night.
Did you?
Yeah. Go on.
I was up on stage telling a story for some reason, and everyone in the audience was like, "Shut up, let him sing." And I was like, "Oh, but I have a funny story."
No way. True to life.
Yeah. Pretty much. So sorry for ruining Michael Marcage's concert.
It doesn't feel like we're coming into summer, but it is, believe it or not.
Yeah, it's
and
coming.
Spin is summer's number one hit music station. We want to get you to all of these festivals. Have the summer of a lifetime on us. Go to Sea Sessions and have fun. Go to Longitude and have fun. And go to the sold-out Electric Picnic.
Woo!
With and the have likes fun. Of,
I thought, I was yeah, hoping course. You would come up with a new verb or adjective, whatever one that is, for each one.
Well, they're all fun, though, no?
Go to Sea Sessions and have fun. Go to Longitude, have the lols. Go to Electric Picnic. Have a dance.
Ah.
So that tomorrow, tomorrow
that
working
would
have been
brilliant.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Very good. On to give this a go this morning is Shauna. What are you up to?
I'm just getting ready to head off to work.
Oh, very nice. What do you do, Shauna?
I'm a primary school teacher.
Oh, primary school. We had
a second in a row.
Second in a row. And what's your favourite subject to teach, Shauna?
If
you say.
Well, at the primary age, like kind of everything, but I suppose probably maybe like.
Wow, our last caller said that as well.
Is your name actually Niamh? Yeah. Are you just changing your voice slightly? This is very suspicious. You're giving the same answers as the last girl.
I like it, Sean. I'm going to ask you the exact same thing that I asked Niamh earlier on. Do you have little art pieces around your classroom?
I do.
And what are they? Do you have like Scooby-Doo telling the kids to wash their hands for some reason?
I don't know why you go as that, as the main one.
That's the only example I can think of. Do you
it would be more. I have the infants at the minute, so it's more just kind of like real, like kind of basic, kind of spring things. Nothing too exciting.
Oh, bit of finger paint in the classes.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, yeah, the butterflies that you fold the page in half.
And then the paint will smudge on.
Oh,
yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, love that.
That was fun. Do you know what I do? And look, I'll give you this tip, Shauna. Right, this
is
this,
oh, you have a tip
this was
for
my
the teacher.
Favorite thing to do in school.
Listen to this now, Shauna. This will be brilliant.
Get ready for this, Shauna. This is going to blow your mind.
I'm looking for it.
Okay. What I need you to do is go and get a leaf off a tree and put it underneath a piece of paper. And then you get a pencil and you scribble on the piece of paper. And what will come out will shock you.
No spoilers.
And this will also work with a coin. I won't tell you the finished result, but you find that out for yourself.
Wow.
Another great thing you can do is go around the fingers of your hand with a pencil and wait till you see the results.
I'll try to support it with them.
Oh, God, we should have been teachers, Ash.
Oh, wow. The inspiration on this show this morning, it's something else.
Shauna, good thing about being a primary school teacher is that none of your students will probably be at these music festivals this summer.
Yeah, because they're too young. A bit awky when the 18-year-olds are coming to the same pub as you.
Yeah, very awkward. So let's see if we can get you to Sea Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic. This is Emma, Dave and Aisling's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Yes, I have.
Amazing. How many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And how many songs do you have to guess?
Is it five?
That's it, Sean. I guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to three of the biggest music festivals this summer. If the song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. Okay. Can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Shauna.
Yeah. Happy
Shauna, days. What do you think? Do you listen to Spin a lot? Do you think you know the tunes?
I do, I hope it, but when you're on the spot,
I know,
very true.
Basic songs, but sure, we'll see.
Just pretend you're playing by yourself.
Like you're in the car.
Yeah.
That's it. Shauna, where are you from?
I'm Kildare.
Very nice, Shauna. From Kildare, 25 seconds on the clock, and song one plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
This ain't Texas. Texas Hold'em by Beyonce.
Stop the clock.
That's it.
Beautiful.
Nicely done. Texas Hold'em, Beyonce. Got that in basically 4 seconds. We've 20.9 seconds left. 4 songs to go and your swap as well.
Not bad, Shauna. Let's go for song two. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
For a while there, it was rough.
Beautiful thing, but is it Benson?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the surname?
Boone?
Yes, stop the clock. Stop the clock. There we go.
Ooh, tricky to hear you there, Shauna. Sorry. Beautiful things, Benson Boone. We got that. We have 14 seconds left now. You still have your swap and 3 songs to go.
Well done, Shauna.
Good, Shauna. Let's go for song 3.
Oh, God, the pressure.
You're doing really well. Let's go for song 3. You'll be halfway there. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
If I told you how much you think about her, you'd think I was in love.
Swap.
Swap it out. Let's do it.
All right.
Well, that was probably a wise decision. We played that actually earlier in the show, but it's pretty new. Olivia Rodrigo, Obsessed.
Oh.
You probably know when it gets to the chorus, but the intro is
very
tricky.
True.
Yeah.
All right, let's go for a brand new song, three, Shauna, with no swaps remaining. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I got a feeling that I just, I can you. I I Got a Feeling?
No.
Is it Jazzy?
No, it's not Jazzy. I can totally see why you guessed that though.
Peggy who?
Peggy Goo.
Oh, yeah.
That was such a tease. That
was a tease.
Only 2 seconds left.
Oh.
Peggy Goo, it goes like
na 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 na.
I know. Yeah,
she's actually doing the picnic as well.
Is she, Peggy Goo?
Yeah,
she
very
is,
exciting. Yeah. Okay, look, it wasn't to be. Great player though. Well,
yeah, really, really good, Shauna.
And listen, you've got some serious inspiration. Like, the excitement of the golden ticket win won't be as exciting as when you actually do put the leaf under the page and then you throw over it with a pen.
Exactly.
You've got some new experiments to try out.
And then the something comes through the page.
Go back to me now with those results, yeah?
I will. Thank you so much, guys.
See you, Shauna. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Dear. What are we going to do about this golden ticket thing, lads? Well,
how about we give it away tomorrow instead?
Yeah, will we just do that?
Instead of today.
Yeah, I didn't even want to give it away today.
Yeah, same. I'd love to give it away tomorrow, though.
Yeah, same.
Golden in a WhatsApp now. Register to get on to play and win your way to C-Sessions Longitude and EP.
So I was in Amsterdam over the weekend. And do you know what I realised? Just literally this second, I know no Dutch. Like, at all. I don't know how to say hello. I don't know how to say thank you. I don't know how to say you're welcome. Anyone have any idea?
Dank u wel, I think.
My friend, we were really close in secondary school. She's Dutch, and it was lovely having sleepovers at her house and just hearing her parents and herself converse in Dutch. It was just lovely to listen to.
It's a cool language, although it is a little bit. It kind of sounds like The Sims. Do you know what I mean?
That kind of language.
It's quite Simlish. It's fun though. Anyway, I was in Amsterdam over the weekend. I had a fantastic time. It was unbelievable. It was King's Day, so everyone was out partying on the streets all over Amsterdam. It was the best day.
It was
ever.
Kind of coincidental, I think, wasn't it, that you booked your flights around King's Day?
Didn't even mean to.
That's brilliant.
It's not like we arrived. We found out, but like we did know. We booked, and then we were like, by the way, lads, did you know we booked it for like their version of Paddy's Day?
That's so funny. Imagine like some American being like, oh my god, it's going to be St. Patrick's Day when we're there.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Like. But anyway, so obviously I was partying in Amsterdam over the weekend, and I tend to go a bit hard sometimes when I'm abroad and I'm on holidays, and
listen,
there are many things
no one would begrudge you that.
Yeah, there are many things I unfortunately don't remember from my trip to Amsterdam. However, good news, internet history is a thing. Not usually you'd hear me say that sentence. But
few,
good news,
few people celebrate that.
Internet history is a thing, and I can see what I've Googled while in Amsterdam.
Oh wow.
I don't know what really was going through my head for a lot of these. Some of them are flashbacks to conversations that were had. And
would you have been hanging out in like pubs and cafes and everything?
I would have been, Emma.
Right. I understand.
This first one, great coffee. I was obviously getting a little bit paro. My first Google search when I arrived on Friday was, why is FaceTime putting a filter on my face? I was obviously starting to get a bit paro there, sweating. Anyway.
Was there a filter?
There was, yeah. It was weird. I had to go into settings and turn it off. Anyway, so then we go on. We keep going. What was the guy's name who owned the juice bar in iCarly? It was T-Bone, just in case anyone wanted to know. Average amount that a person pees in a lifetime. How many litres in an Olympic-sized swimming pool? How many litres in a gallon? Is it possible to fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool with pee in a lifetime? The answer is no. Just so you know. This is all because I pee quite often, especially when I've having a couple of drinks.
You don't need to explain.
Yeah.
Actually, don't explain.
This was at 3 a.m. I Googled the League 2 table. Then I Googled the League 1 table. And then an hour later, I Googled, when was Portsmouth last in the Premier League? It was the 2009-2010 season, just in case.
That's
you're
actually
curious.
Like pretty grand for 3 a.m.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah. How fast does a helicopter rotator spin? How many, and this is my favourite one. How many Ice Ages have there been? Next one. How many Ice Age movies have there been? I had to clarify.
I was going to say, was it going to be the movies or the actual...
Yeah.
I don't think there's been more than one actual Ice Age.
Yeah, no, I don't, I actually have no idea.
Oh,
but
that's funny.
There have been 4 movies, just in case you wanted to know. And then I got a little bit creepy, unfortunately.
Oh, God.
I did. I got a bit creepy.
No.
Zendaya surname. Zendaya family. Zendaya and Tom. Zendaya in Ireland. Zendaya Spider-Man. Wait for it. Khal Drogo Game of Thrones. Zendaya red carpet. And that is what I Googled in Amsterdam.
A good trip was had.
It was wonderful. I think.
Oh dear. Listen.
Could have been a lot worse.
It could have been.
I'm sure there's some that you didn't share. We'll save it for the podcast.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
When did you just burst out crying? It happens to me a lot, man. A huge amount. But the reason that I even thought of this today was because I found my housemate Emer's... the thing that makes her cry, basically.
Her Achilles heel.
Oh, and really? I'm taking full advantage of it. And
I thought
you
were going to say, I found her diary, started reading it, and she burst out crying.
Not, well, this is actually kind of mean as well. But Emer's kind of weak spot that brings her tears or incredible emotion is people who are a little bit elderly.
Oh, and she's one of them.
Yeah, and I know what you mean, like, whatever. Or just a well-dressed man over 60. Oh. Anything like that.
Dear God, Dad, I hope you're not listening. My dad's 63 and runs marathons, but oh, if he wears a suit. Yeah. Oh, is he so cute?
If she sees someone walking past the house, like, okay, we'll say 70, 75, a man who's wearing, like, you know, the lovely shirt collar and the tie and then the jumper and the jacket over it and then kind of the corduroy trousers and the shoes.
I do get that.
She's gone, right? We were out for a walk the other day and I saw an older lady sitting in the car eating an ice cream. And I just said, 10 o'clock, have a look over there. And she was like, oh, you bitch. She was gone. And then as we got closer...
Did she actually cry real tears? Yeah.
Did you actually say 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
As in like the direction of where she was? Yeah. Love that.
And then we got closer to the car and she went... It's not even an ice cream, it's a Ribena she's drinking. That's so much worse. But listen, it happens to me all the time. The time you will find me crying most is when it's 9:30 on a Saturday night. I was meant to be where I was supposed to be 30 minutes ago and I'm sitting around a swarm of clothes I've tried on.
In your towel.
And I look like a potato in all of them. And it's really hot because I've had a straightener on and I'm just really overwhelmed and nothing works. And now my room's an absolute kip because I pulled everything out and I just go... So question this morning, when did you just burst out crying? We'd love your voice notes on 087 711 1038.
Mine is so embarrassing.
That's kind of what this is.
It's embarrassing.
Silly.
It's like, the thing that just tips you over the edge.
Yeah.
I think I was just, I want to say jet lag. Dubai is only 3 hours away. Like 3 hours time difference. I remember the first time I went to Dubai and I saw the fountains. I just burst into tears. I was like, this is so cool. I'm so happy to be here.
Are you serious?
Swear to God.
Oh, cute.
My girlfriend's sitting over there. She's going, what's going on with him?
Did you not cry like?
Yeah, I was there looking at the fountain. I was like, this is just beautiful.
Look at the bird.
I was obviously wrecked.
Oh, that's so cute.
I was in bits, obviously.
I'd love to see Dave have a happy tear. I didn't think you were capable of a happy tear.
I only do
happy tears. I don't really seem to do sad tears.
I'd have to video them for proof.
Any movies or anything like that? Sit me in front of any movie, I guarantee I'll start crying.
Really?
I will start crying. 100%.
Come here, when did you just burst out crying? We'd love to hear from you this morning on 087 711 1038.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
The silly reasons you've just burst out crying. 087 711 1038.
The last time I burst out crying spontaneously was about a month and a half ago, and I had just finished up doing the musical that I was doing, Guys and Dolls.
Oh yeah.
And I mean just so after the show ended on the Saturday night, we all went to the wrap party and I came home from the wrap party at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Well done, Ash.
And I was, you know, feeling fragile.
That's
and
our,
all the rest.
That's our bonner.
And I got into bed and I put the head down on the pillow and I just went and then immediately fell asleep. I cried for about 10 seconds and then fell asleep and then I was fine again.
Oh my God.
What do you think was just the sadness of it being over?
Oh yeah, I always cry when I finish a show. Yeah. Oh, show blues.
She's always burst into tears at 10 o'clock when the show is over.
Yeah,
every day.
Always.
Yeah, but
every
it's usually
time.
At like 9 in the morning after the wrap party.
Yeah,
which there's a lot of factors involved.
Rebecca is standing by. What makes you just, or what has made you just burst out into tears, Rebecca?
So there was one day where there was a lot of stuff going on, but you know, you were pushing it all down, and I went to just rinse a teaspoon in the sink, and I have really high pressure water in the sink, and I had the teaspoon the wrong way and drenched myself.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, and I just stood there, I think about 30 seconds, just staring, drenched, before I even realised okay, I'm going to cry. And just, I think proper hysterics for a good 2 hours. Yeah.
That was it.
Amazing.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Oh, that is too funny.
Sorry. Yeah. It was just the last thing. I was like, yeah, I'm done now.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I want to go back to bed.
Full on relate.
Me versus Spoon.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Appreciate it, Rebecca.
Hope you're okay, hon.
Bye. See you later.
Bye. What made you just burst out crying? 087-711-103. You know, similar to Rebecca's teaspoon. Did you ever go walk through like a door, past the door in the house?
Stop. I know exactly what you're going to say.
And the sleeve of your dressing gown or something gets stuck in a thing and it kind of swings you around. You're just like, oh, not now.
You couldn't do that if you tried as well.
Oh, yeah.
So annoying.
Go away.
Text in here says, one day I was feeling super stressed and all day long, the only thing that was getting me through the day was the thought of having a packet of crisps when I got home. Honestly, I couldn't wait. Got home to find my dad eating the last packet. And I just burst into tears, jumped up and down and threw a tantrum like a toddler. I was 18.
Oh, lad, sometimes you have to do it.
Oh, poor dads get it all though, don't they?
When did you just burst out crying? Get in touch. Same question to you, Andrea.
No, it's Andrea Bocelli. When he sings.
Oh my God.
You just burst out crying.
Is that the time to say goodbye?
It could be this one, anything.
Anything.
He just is amazing opera singer. And when he sings and when he hit them high notes, I'm like, oh my God, he sings so good.
And Camille, have you ever got to see him live? Or does this is this all just when you listen online or whatever?
When I'm listening online, I would love to go and see him live.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The tickets are so crazy expensive all the time. Okay. So never had the chance, but I'm still looking forward. But now his son is singing great. So maybe I'm going to see his son.
Oh, sorry, Anita. Something's after happening here.
Oh, listen to that.
Anita, are you okay?
Oh, it was amazing.
Ready to cry, Anita.
All right, let's just have a little listen to Andrea there.
This is gorgeous. Come
on.
I'm gone.
Oh, he's amazing, isn't he?
Are you crying? Are you crying yet? I need to cry, for God's sake.
I just dropped my child to the school and he's looking at me crazy. Mommy, what are you doing?
I love it, Anita. Anita, not to make you incredibly jealous, but my father has sang on stage with Andrea Bocelli.
Yes!
In the Three
wow.
Arena.
No
isn't, that, way. Isn't that a bit bizarre? Yeah, he was in a choir and they sang on stage with Andrea Bocelli.
No way.
Yeah.
So cool.
Not entirely sure why, but...
Next time, sort Anita out tickets for you.
I will, of course.
Oh, I'm waiting for this now.
No problem, Anita. I'll sort you out. See you later.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Nina is standing by.
I got into work. I work in Dublin Airport and start work at 5 a.m. I got into work and I usually get a Red Bull to start my day to wake up. Got to like the shop that sells them and they had like a bar lock on the fridge to the Red Bull. So I just burst out in tears, mainly because I was so tired and wanted a Red Bull, but as well because I was so tired, I thought that the Red Bull was trapped in the fridge and just started bawling. And then the shopkeeper came and gave me a free can of Red Bull because I was hysterically crying.
Like, please leave. Take the Red Bull and go.
I thought they were trapped in the fridge.
Absolutely.
What's a lock? Is it you have to get approval to get one, is it?
No, like she just hadn't opened
the fridge yet.
So it had like a bar lock on the front of it. So all she had to do was come over and unlock it. And I just hysterically had a meltdown at 5 a.m. this morning.
Wow.
I think when you really want a certain like food, product or drink
and it's not there,
you said, you're already vulnerable and tired.
Oh,
you know that you need this Red Bull to start your
and
day.
And you start crying about it. That must be what Hozier writ the song about, Nina cried power.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Nina had no power.
Only it was Powerade.
Thanks, Nina.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're here to tell the tale. Talk to you later.
See you, Anita. Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
I'm seeing a trend of a lot of women getting in on the this, and sadly I do think the hormones do kind of catch up with us every now and again. And
things Aisling can say and Dave can't.
But
add that to the
certainly,
list.
Certainly, and it's not something I've experienced, but while pregnant, and there's a couple of messages in here from pregnancy emotional stories. Holly said, so funny, I was lying on the couch pregnant, was having a bad day and was freezing cold. My friend came in, took one of my socks off and just threw it in the fire.
Why?
They left my other sock on and I just bawled crying for about 10 minutes.
That's so mean.
It's just a joke, but so funny.
So oh mean. God.
Someone says, I was only home from having my third baby and my partner farted in the same room as me. It was just the noise, not even the smell, that made me burst into tears. Many factors, I guess, that made me cry, but that just tipped me over the edge. 4 months on and I'll never forget it.
I've just given birth.
You the have nerve. The audacity. Yeah.
That's brilliant.
You'll never forget and you'll never forgive. Wake up.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Got a coffee in my coffee cup. Oh yeah.
Dave. Good morning. How are we? It's 3 minutes after nine. You're listening
What's
to happening? Spin.
How
Good
are we?
Morning.
I've got some advice from lots of people about my upcoming trip to New York. And as I've mentioned before, I've never been to the States. I've never been to New York. So, and my friend also has never been to the States, never been to New York. So it's like, we're useless. When you don't know where you're going, it's really hard to figure out where to stay and what to do and where is where and all that. So
and it's big.
I met Dave and his housemate for a drink last week and he was looking at where we booked and he was like, what are you doing staying there? It's stupid.
I don't think that was my reaction.
Like, why would you go to Manhattan and like, stay in Brooklyn? That's
like,
stupid.
Emma, I just personally wouldn't stay there. It's a lovely place, but it's ages away from everything.
Yeah. So as it stands, with 3 weeks to go, 3 or 4 weeks to go, we have booked into 4 different hotels. As in, we need to cancel 3 of them.
Are you serious?
Yeah. This reminds me of The Office when Andy makes like 7 reservations for his wedding. He puts down 7 deposits.
Yeah. Now, obviously, Emma, all of these are free cancellation and, you know, you have until a certain date to cancel them.
Oh, they're going to be sort of disappointed.
I know, they're not going to get to see us. Yeah. So I need you, as 2 people who've been to New York, and Callum, you've been to New York as well, our options are 2 places booked in Brooklyn. Dave says don't go to Brooklyn.
Nix them both.
Yeah, nix them.
One is in Times Square and one is in Manhattan.
Okay, Manhattan. You're all
in
Manhattan.
You're going to have to be a bit more. Yeah. Times Square is also in Manhattan.
No, but Times Square is also in Manhattan.
Oh, sorry. Just like, general, like, park, downtown off Fifth
Avenue. The park
Avenue
is Manhattan.
Kind of
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Manhattan is about a couple of miles long. Like, it's a big area.
All right. Well, generally, you gave advice last week when I met you about, like, a few blocks back from the park.
Mm.
That's where we've booked.
54th Street. It's your top notch spot.
I'm literally.
According to an Irish man,
yes,
who's been to
54th
New York.
Street, 6th Avenue. Ah, perfection.
Some people would say you're mad to stay in there. Stay in Brooklyn, it's so much better. And then other people saying you're mad to stay in Brooklyn.
I think if you'd been to New York before and you're now like trying to explore the burbs, cool, go to Brooklyn. But you're going to want to be doing all the big hitters in Manhattan.
Yeah, you're going to want to see the Empire State Building. You're going to want to see the Chrysler Building. You're going to want to see Grand Central Station. It's all central.
Yeah, you like your shopping as well, so I'd say do the 5th Avenue one.
Right, okay.
That's the swanky shopping section.
Okay. Brooklyn out and Times Square apparently a bit of a kip. Don't go there.
Definitely go there.
It's just really busy.
It's so bright. Even if you had blackout curtains and your apartment, if your hotel room is anywhere near it, you'd be okay.
Just don't stay where I stayed because I got chased out of a 7-Eleven by someone wielding a hot dog when I was in New York.
Wielding a hot dog?
Yeah, they got, you
Not
know,
the
like...
most threatening.
No, but they were kind of shouting and scary and it was kind of dark.
Okay.
Not my type of fun.
It doesn't take a lot to scare producer Callum.
Weapon of choice, a hot dog.
He had a hot dog.
Yes, but he was from New York.
But he sharpened it like Finch.
Honestly, now I'm scared.
With no buns. Wake up.
Recharged. I was going through my phone there the other day, deleting photos as I have to do basically every week when I suddenly can't send an email on Gmail because the photos are too full. And I found all these photos from my trip to Vietnam. It was like 10 photos of like a sign on the wall. And I went, oh my God, I completely forgot about those. They were kind of like these big posters they had up on the wall of this building in Vietnam. And they were like lessons in karma. So it was like cause and effect, you know, what goes around comes around and all that. So it had all these like specific examples of if you do this, this will happen. And they were accompanied by like very dramatic sort of cartoons.
Right.
And they were translated into English. some of the translations were slightly dodgy, so it's kind of funny. So I started snapping pictures of them all, and when I went back through them all, like, some of them are scary and very specific.
Okay.
So I feel like this is a public service announcement, guys. If you're doing any of these things, you're in big trouble. Yeah. So there's obviously the good things. If you do good things will happen. So there was kind of nice fluffy ones, such as treating others with kindness, love and respect brings a lovely and kind face.
Oh, very
That's
nice.
Brings a lovely and kind face. Yes. Then your own face will be lovely and kind.
Yeah, your own face.
Cool.
There was another one that says, doing everything with extra care brings a smarter and smarter brain. So that's okay. Good to know.
Oh.
Good. I'll be doing things with extra care from now on.
Okay.
And then they got kind of dark, okay? And it was the more serious ones that kind of frightened me and that I think we should all be aware of. Okay. So there was things like criticizing good leaders brings disrespect from others. So other people will disrespect you. So that's the last time we say anything about producer Colin.
Yeah. Or the Vietnam president.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Simon Harris. Yeah. Yeah. Taking the mick out of him.
You gotta be careful.
Yeah.
Treating talented people badly brings a useless, talentless, empty person.
Totally agree. Don't come at us.
So that's the last time you come at us. Critical message. Wasting water brings a rebirth in the desert.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So now they're getting a bit tit for
tat. Wait, what does that mean? What
is
a rebirth?
As in, maybe if in the next life you'll be born in the desert.
Oh, God.
You'll understand what it's like to be parching and not have access to water, maybe. Hey.
This one's a bit harsh. Wasting time on traveling for fun brings mobility problems. Dave, you're just back from Amsterdam. Was that for fun? Well,
that was a business trip.
Well, you better be careful of your legs.
For the King's Day.
You're going to have issues down the line.
They don't like people travelling for fun?
No, very
You better
strict.
Set up what some meetings in New York.
Hashtag at tourism.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Every trip needs to be business related.
Right, okay.
Accepting a favour from a bad person brings evil paths for you to follow.
Oh.
Ominous.
That is ominous.
Then they got quite modern. Creating a computer virus and causing harm to others brings a foolish person.
Okay.
So that was just kind of a straight diss.
Yeah. Although some people are very smart who do those things. Yeah. They understand tech, etc.
Yeah, so that didn't really make sense. This one's so harsh. Wasting time playing video games brings fewer chances of being reborn as a human.
Okay.
Come back as an ant or
as
something.
As a flea or something.
I'm sick of being a human, so I'm okay
with
that.
Get off that PS5. Thinking ill of others without speaking out brings a stroke.
Oh, God. Wow.
Terrible.
Terrible. Being unfaithful brings a rebirth as a dog to learn faithfulness.
That's
kind of good and
I
creative.
I like that.
Yeah.
Be a little good boy or good girl.
Yeah, a couple more. This is one that we should all be worried about. Overfishing in the previous life brings mouth sores in the next.
Oh, I must have done that in a previous
life.
Flat
out overfishing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the last one, using hands to do evil things brings a rebirth as a species without hands.
Oh, very good.
I feel like they kind of phoned it in with that one.
What do you do with your hands that's bad?
Oh, just terrible things, of course.
Slapping people.
Ah, very
you
good.
Know.
Yeah, of course.
Not
yeah.
good dig.
Flicking people.
Yeah, just those type of things.
Yeah. Poking people in the belly.
Yeah. So there are many things.
A lot of these are kind of vague and they're maybe of a different time or, you know, so I think we should come up with some maybe modern cause and effects.
Oh, yeah.
Things that we can put into practice, maybe all of us
together.
Yeah,
good idea, yeah.
And what happens if we do these bad things in our lives. So give ourselves a few minutes.
Right,
get our karma hats on.
Okay.
Let's come up with some modern cause and effects.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I was telling you about these photographs I found on my phone from when I was in Vietnam a few weeks ago, and they're kind of posters that I took photos of. And lessons in karma, so it's like cause and effect. If you do this, this will happen. And I felt like I should share them with Irish people because they seem to be a big deal over there. So, for example, if you waste water, you'll be reborn into the desert in the next life.
Scary.
Overfishing in the previous life brings mouth sores in the next.
Not good.
And using your hands to do evil things mean you'll be reborn as a species without hands.
And I think these are all fact, I presume.
Ah, yeah.
Tried and tested.
Yeah.
Tried and tested, yeah.
So, we've decided to come up with kind of modern day cause and effect karma. I'll kick it off, right? I think these could be real.
Okay.
Being rude to supermarket staff brings a lifetime of having unidentified items in the baggage area.
Not good.
Very true.
Not good.
Very true.
Not cleaning up your dog's droppings on the street brings Stepping in poo while wearing a shoe with lots of ridges on the bottom. Very hard to clean. And this one for producer Callum. Forgetting to send out someone's IMC cinema passes in time brings a lifetime of someone kicking the back of your seat. And you do enjoy the cinema. So
I do enjoy the cinema, and I get kicked us in the back of the seat a lot, and I think that's probably my own fault.
Because you are a little bit late with the passes every
Hey now, prizes are expected to be delivered within 28 working days of winning.
I got a few as well. Break up with someone over text. Be roasted on Twitter daily by Ryanair staff in the next life.
Oh, that's a tough one.
That's good.
Don't pack your bags in time in Lidl and never enjoy fresh baked goods from any deli again.
Oh.
Chat incessantly at a gig. Have to listen only Wagner music in the future life.
Wagner. That's interesting take.
Thanks.
It's very specific.
Yeah, I have. Only him.
If you litter in this life, you will be reborn as Oscar the Grouch. Live in a bin for the next life. If you don't hold up at least one finger as a thank you to a car for letting you out, then your car will crash later and you will lose your fingers.
Just your fingers.
If you eat smelly foods in the workplace or on public transport, you will be reborn as a tuna salad or a banana.
Your least favourite things.
I hate them.
I'd add one more as well. Leave hate on anyone's or a celebrity's Instagram and be called out by your behaviour publicly by Jedward.
Grim.
That is a bad one.
Grim one.
Listen, you can't say that we haven't warned you.
That's it.
You need to go forth accordingly.
Them's the rules, guys.
Them's the rules to live by.
I'd like to thank the both of you, obviously, for keeping the show going on Friday and on Monday that I was off.
Mm-hmm.
So
no
I'd
problem.
Like
patronising much.
Just, you know, keeping it going.
Yeah, flow.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd say it was very tough.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Probably not a lot of work got done.
It's kind of same as usual, wasn't it?
Not a lot of work got done. The neck of
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for doing that. But I thought, you know, now I'm back. Would anyone be against a little cheeky game of Vowless?
You're actually making my skin crawl the way you're talking right now.
Would anyone be interested in a little cheeky, you know? Game of Alice.
The way you're moving your nose and your tongue and your mouth.
I don't know what he's
doing. I'm so jealous of the listeners who don't have to see this.
He looks like a little lizard.
I think we should bring back Vowless just for today.
He's shifting the mic here.
What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
Little game of Alice. Little game of Alice. Huh?
We're playing Vowless.
Yeah,
what is it?
Okay, Vowless.
No one even knows what you're talking about.
Well, if you don't know, well then listen. This is a game where I give you a category. You need to name as many things in that category as possible without using a certain vowel, and you only have 10 seconds. So, for example, Ashing, I could say, without using the letter A, name me pieces of clothing. And you would say?
Top.
Trousers.
Sure.
Knickers.
Jumper.
Sure. Very Shoes. Good. There's your 10 seconds up.
Oh, that was a 10 seconds.
It was very good, though. Very, Thanks. Very good. So to qualify for today's game of Vowless, you listening, you got to answer me a very, very simple question. Without using the letter A, tell me a holiday destination.
Ooh.
Right?
Right.
Tough one?
Yeah.
We're all happy that Vowless is back.
Did you just look at me and say, isn't that so fun?
Isn't that one good?
Yeah, that's a great one.
So to qualify for today's game of Vowless, get the highest score of the day. Just tell me a holiday destination without using the letter A. 087-711-1038.
It's Dua Lipa coming out the yin yang at the moment. She's so many new songs. That one's called Illusion here on Spin.
What is a yin yang?
I don't know. I think it's open to the interpretation.
I like that fact about it, yeah.
I think yin
it yang. Is whatever you want it to be.
Okay. I was just about to say, whatever you want it
whatever
to be.
Whatever I want it to be. Okay. Well, this is a game called Vowless. It's where I give you a category. You need to name as many things within that category as possible without using a certain vowel. You only have 10 seconds.
Mm.
So I gave you a little qualified question. I said, name me a holiday destination without using the letter A. What have we got?
A lot of Greece is coming in.
Greece is a good one. Yeah, yeah.
I can only think of Croatia, Mallorca.
I can only think of Paris. London.
Yeah,
there we go.
So.
Dublin.
We got a couple of Tenerife's, Greece, Turkey, Mexico and Sligo.
Yeah, I guess.
Very nice.
Dingle.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
People
why not?
See the norm-
West Cork.
The normal people set, maybe. Yvonne is on. Hello.
Hiya.
Do you enjoy a game of Vowless?
Oh, we do, yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, 10 seconds are on the clock, Yvonne. Tell me a singer we play on Spin without using the letter O.
Olivia.
Without using that remote.
Oh my God.
That was a score of zero.
Can we try again?
Let's try that again.
Yvonne, we'll go again. You ready?
Let's go again.
Here we go.
Without using the letter O.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
Sure,
keep going.
One.
As many
keep
as
going.
You can. Go.
Take that.
Do you know what? You're right in terms of the O. We definitely don't play Take That at Spin.
Oh, we'll give it.
You could have given us Dua Lipa, Becky Hill. You could have given Taylor
of
Swift.
Of course.
No, you couldn't have
given Taylor Swift.
Give up. It was very hard.
Yvonne, she's as bad as you. Listen, great go. A score of two. Not bad, Yvonne. Thank you for playing. Hope you enjoyed.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye. I'm just
Yvonne.
As bad.
Great start.
I'm obviously
Yvonne.
Terrible at about as myself. Becky, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're great, thank you very much.
Okay, Becky, here we go. We're going to play Vowless. Without using the letter I, name me things you'd find in an office.
A pen.
Yeah.
Notepads.
Yeah.
Stapler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Glue.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Coffee as well. A score of five, Becky. That was good.
Very good.
Very, 10 out of 10.
Are you sitting in an office looking around right now?
No, I'm actually working in a balloon company, so I'm just a fleet balloon.
What a random fact.
You would have accepted balloon.
Balloon works.
Becky, thank you so much. A score of five is unbelievable. Well done.
Thank you.
See you, Becky. Bye.
Bye. Okay. So far, so good.
We're doing well. It's a great game. See, people love this game.
You keep telling yourself that.
You put your nose up for this game. This is a good game.
Can we please continue with the game so we don't have to listen to him?
Hello, Erin.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Hi, Erin.
Oh, someone's excited.
Erin, you love Vowless, don't you? It's the best game ever, right?
Obviously.
Thank you. That's all I needed, Erin.
You're going to have to get a score of six to win Vowless today. In 10 seconds, I want you to tell me cities in America without using the letter E. Go.
Boston.
Yes.
Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Damn
it. Orlando?
Yeah. way after the time.
I will give you three because it doesn't matter. Erin, but we've never had someone so excited to be on Vowless, so you win for that.
She gets another point for being excited, but she still hasn't won.
You're successfully massaging Dave's ego about Vowless here, so that's great.
Thanks for that, Erin.
Bye.
Thanks.
See ya. Bye. Congratulations to Becky. Highest score of the day with a score of five. I don't think we've had
pretty
that on Vowless before.
Pretty good score.
That's an answer every 2 seconds on
it. Yeah, it is tough.
Very
tough
good.
Game.
Are we going again tomorrow? What's the story?
I don't think we have a choice, Emma.
We couldn't.
Could we?
We could potentially. Who knows what'll happen?
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
We got a bit mystical earlier on the show. We were kind of talking about karma, not our usual type of chats, but it was based on a few karmic kind of sayings, cause and effects that I pulled from my Instagram, from my photos when I went to Vietnam. I'd taken pictures of them. Things like overfishing in the previous life brings mouth sores in the next life. And we came up with some modern day karma cause and effect things.
Yeah, like if you litter, you'll turn into Oscar the Grouch in the next life and be born in a bin.
Exactly. That was one that Dave came up with, of course.
Shocking.
Chat incessantly at a gig and have to listen to only Wagner music in a future life.
Yes, and one of mine was forget to send out someone's IMC cinema passes and have a lifetime of someone kicking your seat in the cinema. And that was aimed at our producer Callum, who's in charge of the IMC cinema pass.
I was going to say that seems weirdly specific, only directed at me.
However, we do see it ourselves. Callum has a label maker and he would bring down tons and tons of envelopes, and he really does work hard at getting those IMC cinema passes to their rightful owners.
Yes,
but we do give away a lot of IMC cinema passes on
the
show.
There is a net and some of them seem to fall through.
This is it, and we have just been sent a message from Sinead, who says that she has not received her IMC cinema passes from producer Callum.
Well, what did you say earlier?
28 working days within winning them, they will be sent out.
Yeah,
to you.
28 days, I think, is absolutely
fair. What day is today? Today's the 30th of April.
Yeah, so basically the start of the month.
So okay, it has to have been since the 2nd of April.
Can I just check? It's 2024 now, is it?
Just to say, yes. Before we go any further, we're suddenly out the door on WhatsApp. if you haven't gotten your IMC cinema passes, give them a roast on 087 711 1038.
Okay, so
within the last 28 days.
That Sinead won the IMC cinema passes on the 20th. 28th of August, 2023.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
I think that probably is outside the 28th. Yikes. Have you had your seat kicked in the cinema lately?
Pretty recently, yes.
Okay, well, so that'll be the reason why.
I'll send her four out.
Yeah, so we got to undo producer Callum's karma here. If he owes you IMC cinema passes, do get in touch.
I don't believe any of you messaged me.
You think everyone's lying?
Yeah.
Yeah, only
see,
seven.
Callum, we all make mistakes.
And perfect.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.